It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
From the book of Psalms, we are continuing our series on the book of Psalms, chapter by chapter and verse by verse. The book of Psalms, written approximately from the time of Moses, 1500 BC, through the Babylonian captivity and beyond to approximately 450 BC. The book of Psalms has numerous authors, David being the author of most of the Psalms, over 70 Psalms written by the sweet psalmist of Israel, the beloved shepherd boy David. Solomon wrote also some Psalms along with Moses, the sons of Korah, Asaph, and others. The book of Psalms has approximately 50 Psalms that are not mentioned with an author, written anonymously, yet still written by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The book of Psalms is the hymn book of the Bible. The word Psalms means hymns. It means song. These are historical writings. These are writings of praise, judgment, deliverance, promises, hope, comfort, and all written as songs in order to celebrate the Lord and to bring it to remembrance that these psalms be passed down from generation to generation. The book of Psalms is also a devotional book. And it's often said that individuals who are students of the Bible use the Psalms as a devotional book and use the Proverbs as practical application. For example, if it is the 15th day of the month, then individuals will read the 15th Psalm and the 15th chapter of Proverbs as part of their daily devotional and daily personal instruction. The book of Psalms is quoted numerously throughout the Old Testament. Over 150 quotes and allusions are given throughout the New Testament referencing the book of Psalms. Jesus Christ quoted often from the book of Psalms, as well as other books of the Bible, Isaiah, Exodus, Deuteronomy, and others. Jesus Christ wrote in Luke chapter 24, verse 44, an outline on the importance of the Psalms, stating, "And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me." Here Jesus Christ in Luke 24:44 speaks of himself in the law of Moses, which is the first five books of the Bible called the Pentateuch, and in the prophets, which are the major and minor prophets in the Old Testament, and in the Psalms, all about the Lord Jesus Christ. This, once again, is our hymn book, H-Y-M-N, in the Bible, but it's also a hymn book, H-I-M, all about Him, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, in the volume of the book, it is written of me, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. This Bible is a book not only of history, it's a book of his story. As we study the book of Psalms, as we study the scriptures, it is crucial that we find Jesus in the Word, as we study the Word, and that Jesus Christ locates us through the Word of our study, that we may walk with Him and talk with Him in a close relationship along life's narrow way. The book of Psalms is divided in five sections, similar to the five books of Moses, similar to the Pentateuch, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. The Genesis book of Psalms is Psalms 1 through 41, and it concerns man. The Exodus book of the book of Psalms is Psalms 42 through 72, and this concerns the nation of Israel. The Leviticus book of Psalms is Psalms 73 through 89, and this concerns the sanctuary. The Numbers book of Psalms is Psalm 90 through Psalm 106, and this concerns Israel and the Gentiles and has the earth in view. The Deuteronomy book of Psalms is Psalm 107 through Psalm 150, and this concerns God and His Word. The book of Psalms is our devotional book. The book of Psalms is a celebration of the deliverance, the praise, worship, and history of the nation of Israel and how it applies to our life today. This is the teaching on the book of Psalms, Psalm 3, part 1, verses 1 through 2. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. Here in Psalm 3, we see what's called a superscription written above the first verse of the psalm. You'll find these superscriptions written throughout the book of Psalms. These superscriptions speak of whom the psalm is written to, sometimes to the chief musician, sometimes psalms of instruction, sometimes psalms that reference a particular event in other parts of the scripture, as it is here with David, a superscription that says, a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. And you'll find this in 2 Samuel 15:13. Here, these superscriptions are part of the original text. These superscriptions are inspired and part of the scripture. They are instructive. They are there to give us insight, guidance, topical information on what this psalm is and who it is addressed to. Here in Psalm 3, this is a prayer of distress. David in trouble. David fleeing from his son Absalom. 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 13 on down, you'll read about the flight of David from Jerusalem. Absalom, one of David's sons, attempted a coup d'etat, a revolution, a takeover, and attempted to kill his father David. This family turmoil also inculcated itself with other sons who attempted to take over, who assaulted family members within the family. This all coming from the collateral damage of David's choices in his life. As a result, even David, the sweet psalmist of Israel, had family conflict and as a result suffered persecution and betrayal. And we as believers are going to go through trials and tribulations. There are times when we will be betrayed. There are times when our health will fail. There are times when our finances will hit a wall and there seems no way out. In despair, distress, and wondering where our help will come from. For the Bible says in the book of Acts, chapter 14, verse 22, that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. Scripture teaches in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. We as Christians now have a spiritual bullseye on our chest and on our back, and the enemy of our soul, the tempter himself and his minions, will attack us to cause us to have our light not shine, to cause us not to be effective in our Christian walk, and to not have us inherit the kingdom of God. The devil himself and his minions hate mankind, particularly Christians, because what the devil tried to steal in the beginning from the Lord, God gives it to us as Christians through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ taught, Fear not, little flock, it is my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So the enemy, the devil, who wanted to take over the kingdom, has a hatred for Christians who will now inherit the kingdom from their heavenly Father through Jesus Christ. And as a result, we have that bullseye on us, and we are targets for tribulation, persecution, and offense from the enemy. Here in Psalm 3, verse 1, we see that David cries out to the Lord. His first word is Lord. David knows who to cry out to, and you'll see this throughout the Psalms. Psalm 121 states, I will look to the hills, for which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. David cries out in Psalm 12 and says, Help, Lord. Sometimes as we go through trials and tribulations, it's not the most complex prayers that will suffice and give us connection and comfort. It's the simple prayers of Help, Lord. The simple prayers of, Lord, I am hurting. Lord, I'm lonely. Lord, I'm being tempted. Lord, make a way. Oh God, help me. Scripture teaches in Exodus chapter 3 that the Lord knows our sorrows. He sees the tears that cry down and go down the cheeks in the midnight hour. And he's able to provide comfort. He's able to make a way out of no way. We as believers, knowing the goodness of the Lord, cry out to God for grace, mercy, and deliverance. Verse 2, it speaks of David being under attack, being ridiculed by those who say God will not help him, there's nothing that he can do, and there are mockers out there, scorners, scoffers, those who will not have the faith of God, who will try to discourage you, who will try to dissuade you, who will try to keep you from exercising your faith in the Lord. Jesus encouraged us to have the faith of God, to have the faith of a mustard seed, and to continue to trust in the Lord, no matter what the naysayers may do. Here in verse 2, we see the word Selah. You'll find this throughout the scriptures over 70 times in the book of Psalms and also in the book of Habakkuk. This word has many meanings, often thought to be a thought link connecting ideas in Hebrew poetry, often thought to be a musical term that leads to a crescendo to where individuals begin to praise and elevate the Lord. Also thought to be a musical instrumental interlude that accompanies more instruments within the song. Despite all the different interpretations and definitions, the simplicity of this term is that when you see Selah in the scriptures, it simply means to stop the music and meditate, to stop the music and to reflect on what's been sung in the psalm, to stop the music and reflect on what's been said in the psalm, in the prayer, to think about the Lord, to think about His mercy, to think about His grace, to internalize the wonderful things of the Lord, to begin to apply it personally to our Christian walk, that He comforts me, He gives me mercy, He bestows grace upon me, He delivers me, He's making a way out of no way. This is Selah. Stop the music and meditate. This is Selah. Stop the music and begin to personalize the Lord in my life from the words we've sung and the prayers we've prayed. This is the teaching on the Book of Psalms, Psalm 3, Part 1. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from His loving kindness, I invite you to pray with me this prayer of rededication, this prayer of salvation. Won't you pray with me today? Oh God, I am a sinner. I have strayed away from Your loving kindness. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised Him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.